please don't slip away like I did. You know, sometimes I feel bad for not helping. So free your heart and free your feet. I just want you to keep on breathing. I wanna make paper planes with you. Not paper hearts, cause my love burns too much. I wanna fly again on your back. The time already flew with you. I wanna make paper planes with you. Not paper hearts, cause my love burns too much. I wanna fly again on your back. The time already flew with you.
Hello and welcome to an episode out of time for Music's on the Menu. I'm broadcasting live from the UBC Vancouver, the ancestral and traditional territory of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nation peoples. I am your host, Alex Bird, alongside
Hugh Dana.
Yep. And we are coming to you pre-recorded from Studio B. Because it
obligations will take us away from the studio next week.
Because it is reading break, and so neither of us are going to be on campus over break. And so we're pre-recording this to have it come out during our normal time, so we don't miss a show to maintain the integrity of our craft. The
music's on the menu. Anyways, today we have something a little different. We're not going to talk about albums or new music because we can't really.
For context, we're recording this on the same Thursday as our show last week, so we've beaten all the bushes we can.
So instead, we're going to
All the dead horses have been beat.
Yeah,
not the bushes. You beat around the bush. You hit the dead horse.
Anyways, we do something that Alex and I do a lot. Different kinds of them. We are going to do a bracket. March Madness Classic Bracket, World Cup Classic Bracket, of albums released from January 1st, 2020 till now. So this decade. There's going to be 64 of them. We're going to talk about them here and there. First round's probably going to take about 30 minutes, Alex. And we'll go from there, and one will be standing, and we'll play that last song out of my phone into the mic because we can't play songs for some reason.
Are we really going to do that?
No, that was just a joke. But okay. We can if you want.
Nah, that would sound terrible.
It'd be funny, but...
It would be... No, it wouldn't sound good.
You don't want to hear Wanna? We should play... Anyways, these are major releases. There's going to be no Ken Carson or small indie people. Major releases that Alex and I listen to. Unfortunately, there's no like Phoebe Bridgers or any of that, but we do have some French and some Latin in here. So we're going to get going. There are some favorites. Do you want to throw out some favorites you think you have?
Early favorites for this bracket, definitely Renaissance by Beyoncé.
Yeah.
Definitely SOS by SZA, album that we discussed on the air a few weeks ago. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick Lamar.
That'll always... And we're going to, if there's only two of us. We initially did this in plan of having some friends, but they unfortunately couldn't make it due to the abruptness of this. But we do have Google, and Google has a coin that we can flip instead of doing rock, paper, scissors.
Yes.
So we're going to get this off, starting with The Offseason by J. Cole versus Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon by Pop Smoke.
This is J. Cole.
I'm going Pop Smoke here.
Okay, well.
So this is my conundrum here. Is that I think that the highs, if this is a weird thing to say, but the highs on this Pop Smoke record I think are higher with What You Know About Love and Something Special. Mm-hmm. And the one with Lil TJ, that's kind of a meme song.
Yeah,
Moves. Obviously, you know I like that kind of music more than I appreciate J. Cole, and I actually still actively listen to Middle Child and No Role Models and Workout and stuff like that. But,
For like a more of a for a pop fan,
I'm gonna
melody
go with,
fan like you, it's not gonna be
no. And
the off season's not that at all. It's just straight rap,
and it's good rap, man.
Yeah, no, it's
J. Cole
it's
doing his thing, and it's good rap.
All right,
and we're gonna flip a coin here.
Yep, Hugh is heads, I am tails. Right. The coin has been flipped. It is tails. So
the correct answer prevails, as it tends to. So, all right,
all
next
season
up,
moves on.
We got Wanna by Gunna versus Funk Waves Volume 2 by Calvin Harris.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to go Funk Waves.
Yeah, Funk Waves.
I'm not a
Gunna guy.
I'm not a Wanna guy. Like, there's some Gunna songs that are fun, particularly maybe like further back in his catalog. Obviously, we'll talk more about Funk Wave later, so we'll talk more about Wanna here. It's just kind of thin.
Yeah.
As in, it doesn't look songs that can compete with songs on Funk Waves is thin.
Yeah.
That layer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Funk Waves.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Vinyl Days by Logic versus Savage Mode 2 by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin.
Ooh.
I'm going to go 21.
Two albums that I like a lot. Going to go with 21 Savage here.
Anything to say about Vinyl Days?
It's good. It's definitely quite good. It's more boom bappy. Savage Mode 2 is a straight on trap album, cold blooded. I think Vinyl Days just suffers in sections from Logic being Logic and having these weird voicemails.
Shout out Fantano.
Like from Aaron Judge and Rainn Wilson and Anthony Fantano in the mix on the album in the track list. And like that's kind of fun. But it leans way too much into the retirement. Like the fact that Logic so quote unquote retired in 2020 and then he comes back out of retirement with this album with Vinyl Days, even though he was only retired for like 18 months. So not even a real retirement. I see it as more of a symbolic retirement, but kind of hard to buy.
That's the point, but unfortunately, kind of
hard to buy into the whole coming out of retirement narrative thing that he's going for with that. And Savage Mode 2 is just very good.
Now, I do say, as a fan, I'm someone who was kind of there when Logic was kind of stoned by the hip hop. I know you kind of got on him a bit later.
Yeah,
I enjoy Vinyl Days.
Yeah, I do remember Logic being.
Just killed by
the community. People thought he was corny.
Yeah.
So it was
inescapable in Logic conversation. Yeah. But Vinyl Days, I remember you put some Vinyl Days on last night, and I was like, wow, this is good. And I love how articulate it is and what he covers. And he's still like we were talking about No ID and then all this. I was like, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 21 in Metro, and Metro is just forces 21 into his bag. So
yeah.
That one's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. An Evening with Silk Sonic by Silk Sonic / Bruno Mars / Anderson .Paak versus Dark Lane Demo Tapes by Drizzy Drake.
I'm going to go with An Evening with Silk Sonic here.
What's up?
To continue my narrative of being a Drake hater.
Well, I know. Is that why?
No. Because it's still, like, even though, yeah, sure, like, it was kind of a disappointment because the singles set the bar so high for that album.
It's a little thin.
It's a little thin in diversity and different ideas, but I think Drake suffers from a lot of those same issues, so it's fine.
I'm going to go with Dark Lane.
I know.
You know how much I like this record and the...
But Evening with Silk Sonic is still, like, very well made.
Yeah, no,
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak are still, like, phenomenal, and Leave the Door Open and Smoking Out the Window are so incredibly good.
Now, the whole album was like that. It suffers from the same thing. Now, I just... When I think of Dark Lane, it takes me back to a time that I reminisce about, and there's songs on there that I love. Some of my favorite Drake tracks are from here, like Not You Too and Desires, all the slower ones. I like that he works with some different producers here. And like you said, Silk Sonic, man, like it, I think it, I would view it as a quote unquote disappointment because of how unbelievable Leave the Door Open was and then followed up with Smoking Out the Window. So I was like, oh wow, these dudes are about to make an all time classic. And then nothing else on the record I enjoyed when it dropped.
Even enjoyed?
No, not really. I don't like Skate. I don't like 777.
I still enjoy.
There's another one on there
I do
like. It might be Fly. Flies me. But
yeah, that's fair. Definitely a fair criticism. I still enjoy those songs though. Well, good thing for you though, Hugh. You won the coin toss. So
Dark Lane's gonna go on a run here, baby. All right, next is God Did by DJ Khaled versus It's Almost Dry by Pusha T.
It's Pusha T.
I'm gonna go God Did on this one, dude.
What?
It's just like more of what I like. There's what, Justin Timberlake. There's like all those.
Dude, you picked DJ Khaled.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Man.
I think that, I really enjoyed Daytona.
This isn't, yeah. Well,
you, and it's not God as good did as Daytona.
Won. It won the coin toss.
And I just like.
But it's
they're Staying Alive by God Did. There's Beautiful Future in SZA.
Staying Alive is not a good song.
But I think I enjoy it more than anything on It's Almost Dry.
Wow, you are.
And God Did, the song is better than anything on It's Almost Dry.
Yeah, you're going to make a case for that. God Did is a really good song.
And because both these albums are so thin, there's two songs on God Did that I like more than any other songs on It's Almost Dry. So I'm going to go with God Did.
All right. And God Did win the coin toss, so you're just
wow.
Just a
right off the bat, here we go. We have
hater.
No, not really. I don't really like Pusha T's hip hop. Hmm. I love Travis Scott and all those guys.
You're not a cocaine guy.
Well, I love Daytona. I actually still have Daytona songs in my rotation, but It's Almost Dry. It was just raw hip hop, and I'm not a big that into it. Next up, we have Don FM by The Weeknd and Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
No, in the first round?
I'm going to go with Don FM here.
In the first round?
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate.
Well, I mean, as soon as we had God Did and It's Almost Dry, you knew that we were going to have a really bunch of tough ones.
Cause yeah.
I'm going to go.
I'll go Mr. Morale.
I know.
Obviously.
I'm going to go Don FM.
That's fine.
I think that the trajectory from After Hours to Don FM is clear and it's dope.
Mm-hmm. I do think the albums are in similar tiers. It is Heads Again. Oh my goodness. You are
That's
just
insane.
Clearing.
Do you want to go on your Mr. Morale? Do you want to talk about it real quick here?
Yeah.
Mr. Morale dumped in the first round.
Dumped in, that's tragic, man.
Wow.
Rap album of the year.
Germany. The Germany treatment here.
Yeah, this is like Germany in the World Cup. It's just, it's him, Kendrick Lamar at his most vulnerable, being his most honest. I think Mr. Morale is an album where, you have to have already, been the greatest in order to make that sort of album because of how much personal information is laced into the songs and just how raw and real he is. And, how he touches on subjects that hip-hop generally tries to stay away from being vulnerable and admitting your faults. It's not really what the genre is about. It's about being boisterous and prideful, and that's kind of what, the spirit of the genre is, and he goes counter to that. He gets real, and I respect that a lot, and the songs are also just very good, in their own right. You don't need that context to enjoy the album, but with that context and the knowledge and for me, just a big fandom of Kendrick Lamar, having something that's so personal and so about his thought, just the way he's thinking right now and reflecting on his life, it's dope to hear and it's very compelling to me.
And with that being said, it's eliminated.
It's eliminated. Don FM's great.
Don FM's great.
Don FM's great.
That's not as maybe as much as a hot take as could have been. Next up, we have Life of a Don by Don Toliver versus Justice by Justin Bieber. I'm going to go with Justice by Justin Bieber.
I agree. I'll go with you there.
I think Life of a Don is not great. I think it's a step back for Don Toliver. Mm-hmm. I think Heaven and Hell is really good.
Yeah.
Both you and I really enjoyed that record. Justin Bieber obviously can produce great work if he wants to. There's just more to enjoy on this record.
Yeah,
there's
fair.
More songs.
That's
so
fair.
Therefore, it's not my favorite Justin track, but I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it. Next up is No Pressure by Logic versus Equals by Ed Sheeran.
No Pressure.
I'm going to go Ed Sheeran here.
Yeah.
I
kind of figured you would.
Yeah, I'm a big Ed guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
I didn't listen.
Oh, my
goodness,
it's Heads Again. Is this coin rigged? This coin's weighted.
Last time it was all tails, so.
That's true.
Equals is a good record.
Yeah,
it's Ed Sheeran, so you know it's gonna hit. There's like a certain bar that you know it'll hit,
mm-hmm.
and it has some good singles. You like Two Step, obviously. Shivers is on there.
Yeah.
He's got Visiting Hours, Classic Ed.
Mm-hmm.
No Pressure is probably Logic's best album.
One of them for sure. It's sort of hits similar points actually as Mr. Morale, but not really. He just gets personal and talks about how he's kind of dissatisfied with the landscape of mainstream hip hop and of like
I love that
mainstream
discourse, though.
Music and how he just kind of wishes that he was back at the beginning of his career when he was just kind of making it for fun and not as a job.
Everyone, man.
Yeah.
I love when musicians touch on that, like The Weeknd, and Logic obviously does it quite poignantly.
Mm-hmm.
But next up, we have Crash by Charlie XCX versus Let's Start Here by Lil Yachty.
Recently discussed on this very show. Yeah.
I'm going to go Let's Start Here.
Yeah, I'll take Lil Boat.
I was disappointed by Crash, and it's not mm-hmm. bad, but 1999 was so good. Like, almost
I think that's not what that album was called, by the way. The album's called Charlie.
You're right. Charlie
1999
is a song. That record is so good. And then she follows it up with the COVID record, How I'm Feeling, or This Is How I'm Feeling.
How I'm Feeling Right Now.
Yeah, How I'm Feeling Right Now. And it's super dope. There's mm-hmm. some crazy stuff on there.
Yeah.
And Crash just didn't have as many catchy songs. Now, I actually do have like two or three songs in my rotation, but Let's Start Here is wild.
Yeah, Let's Start Here is so ambitious.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Come Home, the Kids Miss You by Jack Harlow versus Planet Her by Doja Cat.
Planet Her.
Yeah, I'm not.
Come Home, the Kids Miss You just isn't that good.
No, I think Doja Cat could have. So my problem with Planet Her is that I thought Doja Cat was going to make a better body of work.
Yeah.
Considering now here's the problem though that I run into is that Say So is so good, but it's a Nile Rodgers sample. Kiss Me More is so good, but SZA's on there and SZA bodies it and it's kind of a SZA beat.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is she really involved in that creative process? I don't know.
Well, I like Woman.
I don't like. I like the one with The Weeknd.
Yeah, the one with. I forget what it's called.
Right Now, maybe. Woman is good, actually.
I Got a Man, But I Want You.
Yeah.
I forget what the song's called. But
I'm gonna go with Planet Her because.
Yeah, Planet Her.
Although I really do like Churchill Downs, and I think some of the production on Come Home, the Kids Miss You is good. He fell on his face.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see where he goes next because he no longer has the whole world behind him like he
mm-hmm.
did. All right, we're going to have to kind of pick up the speed a bit
yeah.
here. The Slow Rush by Tame Impala or Heaven or Hell by Don Toliver?
Ooh, I'll go Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Slow Rush. Tame Impala is just so good, man.
There's just more you can do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Heaven or Hell is a good record. It's my favorite Don Toliver record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his singles are all good. I love his voice. I love his melodies.
Mm-hmm.
But The Slow Rush, man. I think he's talking about like his perception of time. Looking back and how much time he's put into music and like how it's all distorted sometimes, and I think it's dope.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it as much as Currents, but Currents is kind of legendary.
Currents is kind of hard to top.
Next up, we have Wasteland by Brent Faiyaz versus My Turn by Lil Baby. I'm going Wasteland.
All right, I'll rock with that.
Have you listened?
Not really.
I've played like the hits for you.
Yeah.
So. My Turn is considered his best record.
I think, yeah.
I'm not a fan of Lil Baby.
No, I'm not a big Lil Baby fan.
Neither am I. And we'll get to...
I wanted to be a Lil Baby fan, but...
There's some Lil Baby I love.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like Wants and Needs.
Yes.
Or Hurricane.
Yes.
Which
also aren't his songs, though.
Exactly.
Like,
Doja Cat problem. How much, like...
Is like, he has great...
You're just kind of putting your feet in something that'll be great.
Yeah, he's done great features, but his solo work... has not been to the same level.
All right. Next up, we have Man on the Moon 3 by Kid Cudi versus Whole Lotta Red. Cardi.
I'm going to go
Whole Lotta Red.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking Cudi.
I just think that Whole Lotta Red kind of deserves some praise.
I guess it does. It turned out to be quite influential, but
like,
there's
I think
just
that...
a lot of that album. Aside from like Sky, there's a lot of that album that I just can't get into.
Well, I think that it's worth mentioning is that he made it all in one day.
He made it all in one day?
Yeah. And it's fans kind of ruined his career a bit, right?
Yeah, because they leaked all this stuff.
Like 4 albums worth of good Cardi.
Yeah.
Like there's some really good leaks you'll find on SoundCloud that you're like, damn, I wish this was on streaming services. Because like his beat picking is dope, and his like that first Cardi tape was kind of legendary. Like he shows up and everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I have respect for him kind of changing his sound in one day, in like a couple hours. Man on the Moon 3, for me, what it suffers from is being hip hop. What it really suffers from is that I don't like his rap voice. I love his hum, obviously everyone does, and his singing. So I love September 16th. I love Tequila Shots.
Yeah, I really like Tequila Shots too. I also really like The Void.
It's
like
yes.
A very like quintessential Cudi song.
Yes. But I want to give, now that you say that, but I want to give...
It won the coin. Man on the Moon won the coin.
Okay, that's fair.
So.
But her Whole Lotta Red, I think, deserves some praise for kind of what he had to do.
Yeah, and also it did make a big impact.
Yeah. Next up is Legends Never Die by Juice WRLD versus Culture 3 by the Migos.
Oh, Legends Never Die.
Yeah, we'll talk
about that.
Speaking
of Legends
Never
Die,
rest in peace, Quavo.
Quavo?
Wow. Rest in peace, Takeoff.
Quavo is still alive and well, folks.
I was going to say, I mean... They kind of ran out of what they could do.
Yeah, Migos just kind of ran out of...
What you can do with that sound.
Yeah.
Like, Narcos was kind of the peak.
Mm-hmm.
Which is such a good song,
man. Bad and
Bougie
and stuff. Like, they have a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, but Culture 3 is just like...
Culture 3 just didn't do anything.
Next up, we have I Never Liked You by Future versus Call Me If You Get Lost.
Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah. I Never Liked You.
Phenomenal. I Never Liked You is good.
Best record Future's put out in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Good record.
I like 7-12.
Yeah, obviously I love what they did with the Tem song on Wait For You.
Yeah.
There's a couple other things I really like. Obviously, Future's legendary, but Tyler's equally as legendary. And Call Me If You Get Lost is wild.
Yeah.
I love that record.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that more later. Oh, wow. Here we go. Donda by Kanye West versus SOS by SZA. I'm going to go SOS here.
Yeah, that's valid. I'll take SOS as well.
I really enjoy Donda.
I really like both these albums.
Me too.
They're both very long albums.
I don't think SZA suffers that
but,
much, though.
Yeah, but what I was going to say, they're both very long. Donda feels bloated in spots, and SZA's kind of just maintains.
Yeah.
Maintains
She's
interest.
So good, bro. She's so dope.
Whereas Donda is too long.
Well, another tough one off the bat here. We have Renaissance by Beyonce versus Positions by Ariana Grande.
It's Renaissance.
I really love Positions.
Positions is good.
And I don't like Beyonce that much. Like, I love Halo and Say My Name. I actually love Lemonade. I think it's dope. But I really want to give Positions some praise because I think it's a great record. So I'll throw this one up.
Oh, he's throwing it up to the coin. And the coin says it's Positions by Ariana Grande beating out an album that I considered a favorite.
Renaissance is dope.
Is so well made, man.
And so well made. And like we said, it is like what Honestly Nevermind could have been. Because it is what Honestly Nevermind was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, we talked about how on Cuff It, just every second and inch on that song is filled with something catchy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Positions is one of her best albums, man. Like, there's just so many good songs on there. Like, 3469, the song Positions, Safety Net, Off the Table. I'm forgetting another huge hit.
I don't know. I'm blanking. I'm
yeah,
tired.
Anyways, we'll continue.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Music of the Spheres by Coldplay versus After Hours by The Weeknd.
After Hours.
I'm going to go with After Hours.
Yeah.
So.
Shout out to Abel.
Awesome album. Music of the Spheres. Now, Coldplay kind of come out with an awesome record and then a weaker one and then an awesome one and then a weaker one or just a slower one. Like you had, there's like Head Full of Dreams and then there's Ghost Stories, which is kind of small and very timid. And it's kind of, well, actually, the album previous to this was timid. I mean, I actually really enjoy Music of the Spheres, but I have to go with After Hours. It's just so good.
Yeah, it's just better.
Wow, here we go. We have Her Loss
by
Drizzy Drake versus Certified Lover Boy by Drizzy Drake.
Her Loss, 2 Drake albums. Well, Drake and 21 Savage on Her Loss. Yeah, he's part of the mix. Definitely Her Loss for me.
Why?
I like it more. Why? I think Drake is...
A little more tuned in.
A little more tuned in. He's I think he's trying harder. Hours in Silence is better than any song on CLB to me.
Fair. I'm going to go ahead and say yeah. I'm going to also go Her Loss.
Yeah.
I do love CLB. I mm-hmm. do as like a Drake fan. I think there's a lot of catchy stuff. Obviously, it streamed really well. But I'm going to go Her Loss here.
On Her Loss, Drake doesn't call himself a lesbian. And for that, Her Loss wins.
I mean, it's a great Drake line. Wow, another huge one off the bat here. We got Un Verano Sin Ti versus Future Nostalgia.
I'm going to go with Future Nostalgia.
I'm going to go Un Verano. I actually truly like Un Verano more than Future Nostalgia. There's so many songs on Un Verano that I love. Hmm. They're just so catchy. And I know that you kind of didn't listen to it because you can't listen to it.
Yeah, now, I haven't really listened to the Bad Bunny album, Un Verano Sin Ti, because I don't speak Spanish, as you can tell by the way I just pronounced the album title there.
Now, Future Nostalgia is dope, man.
Future Nostalgia is excellent.
It's like
man.
The pinnacle of pop.
Yeah, it really is. It's like the pinnacle of like the current trend in pop of the 80s revival.
Yeah.
What the Bad Bunny won, though.
That's fair, though.
Shout out to Bad Bunny, though. That is good album. I have a lot of respect for Bad
That's
Bunny.
That's like a 23-song album, and every song is good, man.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be an interesting one. We got Gunna versus Lil Baby here. Drip Season 4 versus It's Only Me. I'm going to go Drip Season 4.
I'll go DS4 as well.
We should probably talk about how
disappointed we were in
It's Only Me is.
Yeah, Lil Baby's newest album, It's Only Me, is a total disappointment. For a guy who was for a stretch had a great feature run with a feature on Hurricane with Kanye West, Wants and Needs with Drake, Pride is the Devil with J. Cole. He really was looking like he was putting it together, and I was starting to see I think I was starting to see what other people had been seeing in Lil Baby because when he was blowing up, I did not care for him at all, and I was coming around to him, and I was looking forward to this album because I thought he was going to put it all together. And he did the opposite and came out with something that is just the same as everything he's ever made. Just monotonous, samey beat. Like, all the beats are kind of the same. He just didn't show any growth on that record, and it's disappointing.
Yeah. And I think that word got out so quickly that it was so monotonous that nothing had changed that kind of people didn't even give it a chance. Like, very quickly.
Yeah. Like, it was written off quick.
Like, it was written off within a week, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of all you have. Next up, we have music.
DS Forever has Push and P.
And P Power. And there's a couple other ones that are pretty funny.
A lot of P's.
Next up, we have Music to be Murdered by Eminem versus Solar Power by Lorde. This is tough.
This is tough.
I'm going to go Solar Power.
I'll take Solar Power as well. This Solar
I can't remember
Power,
anything
same,
on Music
Solar,
to be Murdered by, except for Godzilla.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the only song I can really remember. Solar Power is good. I listened to it today. It doesn't hit the same way other Lorde albums do. Definitely a disappointment as someone I consider myself, you know, I'm a Lorde fan for sure.
Yeah, I would
I love melodrama. I love pure heroin, but none of the songs on Solar Power really do for me what those other albums do. Solar Power, the single, the Solar Power, the song is quite good, but that's about it.
All right. Next up, we have Life by Yeat versus 12 Karat Toothache by Post Malone.
Okay.
I'm going to go Post Malone.
Yeah, I'll take Posty.
I do enjoy Yeet. Like, truly, he's fun. Yeah, in a certain environment.
Yeet is fun. Yeet has his place.
And he's hilarious. The bars are hilarious, and his lingo is hilarious. And him as a person, his kind of energy and his air is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But
with that being said,
this is like the pin. This is like probably as good as Post Malone pop is going to get. And Post Malone becoming a pop star kind of makes a lot of sense. I think people are kind of tired of it, though.
I was never, even with Beer Bongs and Bentleys, I was like, is Post Malone even like a rapper? He's not a rapper, but like it was hip hop influenced, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's less of that on.
Yeah, I mean, next up we have Sour by Olivia Rodrigo versus The Goat by Polo G.
Give me Sour.
This is tough for me.
Give me Sour. Show it to Olivia Rodrigo, man. That was I mean, the singles were probably the best songs. Brutal wasn't a single, and I like Brutal a lot.
That's kind of what it suffers from for me.
But
is that the singles are fucking, excuse me, are so good.
What was it? One Step Forward, Two Steps Back. I like that song as well.
Does everything sound the same to you after the singles?
I think there is no, because I think there are parts of the album that are a lot more aggressive, like Good For You yeah. and Deja Vu and Brutal, and then she also has this the like real just like girl in her feelings, sadder, more somber songs. She's got like angrier and sadder stuff, so there is some variation there, and I am an Olivia Rodrigo believer, so
I'm gonna go with Sour as well.
I'll take Sour.
The GOAT is just kind of thin, and mm-hmm. him kind of just falling off after that kind of doesn't help it. Next up, we have Circles by Mac Miller. I was on Post Malone versus The Forever Story by JID. I'm going to go with Circles.
I'll take Forever Story.
I think Circles is a great posthumous album. His
I have a lot of respect for Mac Miller, but to be honest, the stuff at that point in his career where it's like very like his voice is very soft and, mm-hmm. and all that, like it just doesn't hit for me. Okay. It just doesn't really click for me.
That's kind of what I like. What's fair. The coin say?
The coin says it is. Oh my goodness, it's heads again.
Well, I think Circles is one of the better posthumous albums out there.
Yeah.
I think it still captures his sound and what he would want. I think it's, I mean, I just think it's a good record. And Forever Story has got quite some range.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, I feel like I should like Forever Story a lot more than I do. And maybe that's just because I haven't like made myself listen to it enough times. But
if you
just
have to do that, then, you know, then it's probably not
going to
hit.
No, but I think I do need to, like, listen to things. I need to listen to things a couple times to really, like, get it. But I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where I feel like I should like the Forever Story more than I do. And I still like it, and I still appreciate a lot of what Jid does on that album. But it's not what, like, people were going crazy when that album came out. And I don't quite fully see the hype. He's a great rapper, and I'm gonna keep my ear tuned to whatever Jid's coming out with, but it wasn't as high for me as it was for a lot of other people. What are we at in the, how far into this are we?
Could this round can extend to 35 minutes. Harry's House versus by Harry Styles versus Charlie by Charlie Puth.
Harry's House.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
Charlie Puth was a little repetitive. Still good. Like, every song is still good.
Every song in isolation, you can enjoy.
Yep.
But when you listen to the whole album, it's just like, dang, this guy has, like, three beats.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's also the thematics. It's all the same. It's all kind of about a girl. Harry's House is cool. The idea of it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost ambitious because it's like, this is what you'll hear at my house, and it's got some awesome range, and most of those, it's big, but it doesn't feel bloated.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy Harry's House. Yeah. Next up, we got Midnights by Taylor Swift versus Eternal Take, Lil Uzi Vert.
I'm going to take Midnights.
Me too.
Yeah.
Eternal Take, disappointment for me.
Yeah, definitely.
The peak of my Uzi fandom was when he dropped Love Is Rage 2.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he gets around to Eternal Take, obviously my music palette shifts because it's been 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just like I wanted more of like The Way Life Goes and EXO Tour Life, but instead he was just hardcore rapping, which I know people ate up. Like, it still did well, and Uzi still has like a cult following.
Yeah.
But I didn't enjoy it.
No, yeah. Prices, Baby Pluto are probably my two favorites on that album, but It's a lot of it that I just didn't
care
about.
I tried to get into it, man.
Yeah, I tried to get into it too, but it just wasn't there for me. Midnights, I appreciate.
Yeah, Midnights is just better, man. Yeah. It's a good record.
Anti-hero, Karma, Question, Lavender
Haze. I love Lavender. Yeah. Next up, we have Honestly Nevermind by Drake versus Two Alive by Yeet. Now, you know I love Honestly Nevermind.
Yeah.
It's so fun when you're out. It's fun when it just like reminds me of really fun times. I think that it's fun to dance to. It kind of came out just as I was able to hit the club scene, so I was hitting the club scenes. It's like another Drake wave was coming out, and I'm a big Drake guy. I love Yeet. He's just so fun, man. And Two Alive is my favorite Yeet record, but I really enjoy Honestly Nevermind.
So you're taking Honestly Nevermind. Yeah. I'll take it too, just because Jimmy Cooks is better than any Yeet song.
Probably. Next up, we have Sobrock by John Mayer versus Montero by Lil Nas X. I'm going Montero.
I'm going Montero as well. The way he was able to redefine himself on that album, going from the Old Town Road guy to just a legit mainstream household name pop superstar.
Is dope.
Is incredible, and it's dope, and the songs are also really good as well. Like, he's not a joke. Like, he has legitimate merit, and he has a good voice.
You hit all the names.
He's also a vocal layering god.
Yeah. His choruses are so good.
His
transition from Old Town Road guy to what he is so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll move on. Next up is Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish versus Gloria by Sam Smith.
Happier Than Ever.
Yeah. Gloria's dope.
Gloria's good,
but it can't stand up to Happier Than
Ever. No, Happier Than Ever. It's just better.
Yeah. Next up, we have Gemini Writes by Steve Lacy versus Multitude by Stromae.
Oui, oui, oui. Un peu de la francophonie ici.
I'm going to go with
I'm going to take Stromae, yeah. L'Enfer, Santé.
Gemini Writes.
Great songs. Solacitude is good. Stromae, he draws on a multitude of influences on Multitude, and you can really hear it all. You can really hear it all for what he's going, and his voice is great, and he's got some really good introspective lyrics on a song like L'Enfer. And also, Santé has a really good message just about, like, thanking the frontline workers during COVID song's about.
Obviously, I can't understand it, but yeah. The melodies are good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gemini Rides, we'll touch on briefly.
Bad Habits, great.
Bad Habits, it's so good, man.
Bad Habits.
But everything else is kind of random. Like, they're not bad. I just feel like some of the songs are kind of incomplete and incoherent.
Yeah.
Like, they're still cool because Steve Lacy's such a good guitar player and so creative.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't – I just don't know where I would listen to them, which is kind of a big thing to me. So I'm going to go with Multitude.
Yep.
Final head-to-head of the first round is Heroes and Villains by Metro Boomin versus The Melodic Blue by Baby Keem.
Oh, no.
I'm going
Heroes and Villains.
I'm going to go Heroes and Villains.
Heroes and Villains has more highs than Melodic Blue.
But I want to say Melodic Blue's highs are higher.
Ooh.
Ooh, I might even. I mean, like, Lost Souls is so good, bro.
Yeah, Lost
and
Souls.
And so is 16.
Yeah,
and
man,
Trademark
16.
Trademark USA is insane.
Mm-hmm. Range Brothers, Family
Ties.
You
know what?
But then, like, Creepin' and Umbrella and Superhero.
Yeah. So, we'll keep it.
Too Many Nights.
Yeah. So, there we go.
There's good variety on Heroes and Villains by Metro Boomin.
I agree.
It's kind of... No, they're doing different things.
Anyways, now we're on to the round of 32.
Yes. Might have to go a bit quicker here.
We'll start off with The Offseason by J. Cole versus Funk Wave Volume 2 by Calvin Harris.
J. Cole.
Yeah. I was so disappointed in Funk Wave Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because Volume 1 was so good.
Yeah.
So good. There's Slide. There's Pop Feels.
Mm-hmm.
There's Heat Wave. There's Rollin' with Future and Khalid. But Volume 2 is just kind of like, it's just not very good. It just feels like there's a lack of, and I don't actually think it's his fault. I think the instrumentals are as good and the beats are as good. But the performances are not as good.
Interesting.
And he kind of doesn't have as many big names on there.
Yeah.
He has a lot of people I've never heard of,
mm-hmm.
which is not bad. Calvin Harris is Calvin Harris. He's goated. But The Offseason is more coherent, and it's just a better body of work.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Savage Mode 2 versus Dark Lane Demo Tapes.
Savage Mode 2 is an album that... I think solidified 21 Savage as like just a legitimately like great rapper because he's just the growth he's had over his career in this album coming back with Metro Boomin again and again and it's got some good diversity to it. It's got great features. The solo tracks are also very strong. Like, Steppin' is an insane beat, and 21 goes off on that. Same with Many Men, and... what's the freaking Drake song? I'm forgetting the
Mr.
Drake
right
song.
Now.
Mr. Right Now with Drake is really good. And it sort of set the stage for Drake and 21's subsequent collaborations.
Yeah.
Running is fun.
Unfortunately,
Stitches and Rats.
I like
that album a lot, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dark Lane. I think that because it's Drake, he always gets overlooked. His bars
He gets overlooked? He's the biggest artist in the world.
Not overlooked, but people just like don't listen that well, that heavily. Like Drake's bars on some of these Dark Lane songs are so clever. And his knowledge base that he draws from is kind of like hilariously large. And that's what I think I enjoy most about him is his random like allegories and analogies are so good. And obviously there's a lot of slow Drake, and I love slow Drake. And this is just like a romantic time period for me, so I'm always going to go back to this record. What does the coin say?
Tails.
All right.
Me.
The coin says
Savage Mode 2.
Savage Mode 2.
Good.
Next up we have God Did, Don FM. God Did by DJ Khaled versus Don FM versus The Weeknd.
Don FM.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Now, I will say I think Don FM
in the second round is crazy.
Is kind of a weaker The Weeknd album. But I think it's kind of because of the thematics you want to it. It kind of
about like his own death and stuff.
Well, that's not what it's about.
I think it is.
I think it's about him.
Out of time. He's an old man on the cover.
Well, that's about him waking up after being drowning and being in Hollywood so much he realizes how much time he's lost. It's not about him dying. It's about him kind of coming out.
I'm pretty sure the concept was about his death.
Not really. Because how if there's another one coming? There's another part of this trilogy.
I don't know.
From what I interpreted is that
he accepts
that this is like he can't truly escape his old life.
The radio stuff with Jim Carrey is like pretty like afterlife-y though.
Yeah, it's purgatory.
Okay. That's a nice in-between me thinking he's dead and you thinking he's alive. We'll just say he's in purgatory.
Well, because the first... I mean, I guess because in the music videos, in After Hours, he dies.
Mm.
So this is purgatory, and then I think the next one will be heaven. Which okay. I don't know what he's going to do with that. Or hell.
He's probably not... I don't think The Weeknd thinks he's going to heaven.
Yeah. So, next up, we have Justice by Justin Bieber
versus
Equals by Ed Sheeran. I'm going to go Justice. There's more I enjoy on Justice.
I'll ride with Justice.
I like Ghost.
Yeah, they're kind of the same. I like Ghost a lot.
Yeah. I like Peaches a lot. I like Anyone a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a couple
songs
I like.
Dominic Cook's good.
I like the one with Khalid. There's another song I like on there. There's just like, I mean, all Justin Bieber songs I think people just kind of crap on because of who he is in his past, but they're all solid. So when you put an album up against another album, you're like, oh, these are good. Next up, we have Let's Start Here, Lil Yachty. Versus Planet Her Doja Cat. I'm going to go Let's Start Here.
Yeah, I'll take Yachty. Very ambitious. Love
yeah,
praise.
We talked about Planet Her. Next, we have The Slow Rush by Tame Impala versus Wasteland by Brent Faiyaz.
I'll take Tame Impala.
I'm going to go Wasteland. I didn't believe in Brent, really. And then Wasteland came out, and the songs are coherent, and he does his thing. He's so toxic, but he's just, like, angelic, and he's also gangster. It's just really... And it's catchy, and his production is insane. How he always starts with just one instrument and then builds everything into it. It's dope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Wasteland.
All right, I'm going to Tame Impala. The coin says it is Tails.
Slow Rush? That's fine. It kind of
keeps the flow showing. Show it to Tame Impala.
Next, we have Man on the Moon 3 versus Legends Never Die.
Ooh.
I'll do Legends Never Die.
I'm going to take Legends Never Die as well. I think that's a very good album.
There's some lows on this album, but it's still good.
Yeah.
And Man on the Moon 3... I just don't think it has as much as...
Yeah.
As much good songs.
I can agree with that. Legends Never Die has more moments that, like, capture your attention.
Next, we have Call Me If You Get Lost versus S.O.S.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to run S.O.S. here.
I'm going to go Call Me If You Get Lost.
Okay.
That's, like, the album that got me into Tyler.
What?
Because, look, man, I had wanted to get into Flower Boy, and it didn't happen for me. I wanted to get Igor. It didn't really hit.
I didn't know that.
When they came, like, when I listened to Igor, like, when everyone was raving about Igor, and for some reason, it just wasn't working for me.
Yeah, you have to kind of understand him.
Yeah, but then Call Me If You Get Lost came out, I was like, oh, I really like this. And it's rare on, like, the first listen of an album where I'm immediately just like, yes, this is really good. I enjoy this a lot. And it won the coin toss.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, SOS is just so dope.
Yeah, it's Call Me If You Get Lost is a nice mix of, like, bangers, and also you have, like,
It's just Tyler, man.
And then you also have a song like Wilshire.
Yeah, Sweet.
I think it
encapsulates his mind.
Yeah.
What's going on in there. And obviously, SOS is just, like, an awesome R&B pop record.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have positions versus after hours. After hours.
Weekend versus Ariana Grande. Huh. Let's go after hours.
Yeah. After hours is so good.
Yeah.
Following After Hours, we have Her Loss by Drake and 21 Savage versus Un Verano Sin Ti by Bad Bunny.
Oh.
How much do you hate Drake? I know you want to go Un Verano Sin Ti.
No, I think I'm gonna take Her Loss.
I'm going to go Un Verano.
Okay. Look, man, it's hard for me to speak on an album I've not really listened to.
I know. So, but I like it so much, dude. It's so good.
Then just let it win. Just let it win.
No, flip it. Because I love Her Loss, man.
Okay.
Hours in Silence, man.
Yeah, Hours in Silence.
I love Jumbotron.
Really good. It's heads. It's all right, heads. So Bad Bunny moves on.
Next in the round of 32, we have Drip Season 4 versus Solar Power. I'm going to go Drip Season 4 here, man. There's just more songs I like. And Solar Power is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, it is. I think, though, I like the average Lord. I'm going to go with Solar Power.
All right.
Just because I like, what's the coin, sir? Like the typical Lord versus the typical Gunna more. So.
Fair.
Heads. Show it to Drip
Season
4. Season
4 onto the round of 16. Next, we have 12 Carat Toothache by Post Malone versus Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. I'm going Post Malone. I really like this record.
I'll take Sour.
I love that he kind of opens up on this and he talks about his addictions and his life kind of. Sour, I'm just kind of a little tired of now. I just like pop more than kind of like.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. Right, it went to Tails, so Sour moves on. I don't know. When 12 Karat Toothache came out, I was listening and I just didn't care for what I was hearing, to be honest.
I really like it. I think it's great. It's just like peak Post Malone, man. In his pop. Yeah, in his pop. This is like the accumulation of him moving with that and working with those guys and living more life and becoming a better songwriter. Because he's so big, this is what happens. It's like you have the same reaction to when you listen to Drake. Like, because they're so big, people just, if it's not amazing or if it's not what people expect here, then it's just like, but they're great songs. They're great pop songs. They're great. Like, even the thematics. His melodies are dope. His vibrato is dope. He does everything. Except for Fleet Foxes, he outshines his features. I just think it's fun, man.
That's fine.
Next up, we have Circles by
Mac Miller
versus Harry's House. Harry Styles. I'm going to go Harry's House.
Yeah, I'll take Harry's House.
Just more. It's a little more. It's just more to it. Yeah. Obviously, rest in peace, Mac Miller. But it's a little one-dimensional. The production's still dope, though. But next is Midnights by Taylor Swift versus Honestly Nevermind by Drake.
I'm going Midnights.
I'm going to go Honestly Nevermind.
Of course you did.
It had a bigger impact on my life than Midnights.
Yeah.
I just have more memories with
Midnights
Honestly
moves
Nevermind
on.
In the club.
I like Taylor getting pretty open, introspective on that album.
Next up, we have Montero versus Happier Than Ever. That's a tough one for me.
I'll take Happier Than Ever, though.
I'm going to agree.
Yeah, I think it's
too good, man.
Too good. Very artsy, very artful.
Next,
a lot of respect for Billy.
Closing out the round of 32, we have Multitude by Stromae versus Heroes and Villains by Metro Boomin.
Oh,
I'm going Heroes and Villains.
I'm going Heroes and Villains. We got to pick up the pace.
Yeah. We're moving at a good pace. We're down to 16 here.
Okay.
Next, we have The Offseason by J. Cole versus Savage Mode 2 by 21 Savage.
Savage Mode 2.
Yeah. I'm agree. There's more for like the average listener to enjoy than The Offseason, which is J. Cole, which is intense. Donna Femme by The Weeknd versus Justice by Justin Bieber.
Donna Femme.
Yeah. Donna Femme.
Two Canadian greats.
Yeah. Two great exports.
But one is greater.
Next, we have Let's Start Here by Lil Yachty versus The Slow Rush by Tame Impala. I'm going to go The Slow Rush.
Yeah, I'll agree with you.
And it's just, man.
Yeah.
If you just like sit there and listen to him, he'll take you to another planet. He's like to me encapsulates that Arthur meme where the guy puts on the headphones and he just like falls into another world. That's Tame Impala. Next we have Legends Never Die versus Call Me If You Get Lost. I'm going Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah, Call Me If You Get Lost is definitely the better album.
Yeah. Legends Never Die, rest in peace, Juice WRLD, but it just doesn't really stand up.
Yeah.
It's great, though. Next is After Hours by The Weeknd versus Un Verano Sin Ti. I'm going to go After Hours
here. I'll take After Hours. I'll take The Weeknd.
That's just like such a complete album. Yeah. Almost every song is a banger, man.
Mm-hmm.
Next is DS4.
Yep.
Drip Season 4 versus Sour.
I'll go Sour.
There's probably more songs on Drip Season 4 I like. But I feel like voting for Drip Season 4 still is... I mean, why not? This is the whole point of the bracket.
Taking,
I like...
You're taking
I'll
DS4.
Go Drip Season 4.
All right, I'm going Rodrigo. And what will it be? It's Tails.
Yeah, that's probably the right
Olivia
answer.
Rodrigo keeps it pushing.
But I did... That was like the last Gunna album I really enjoyed, which I guess maybe his last one, so...
Still got her driver's license.
Next is Harry Styles, Harry House versus Midnights by Taylor Swift.
Harry's House.
Yep. There's just more,
two titans of the pop genre.
I just think
right
it's
there.
Catchier.
Yeah, I agree. Late Night Talkin'.
Late
Music
Night
Talkin'. Music for a sushi restaurant as it was. Definitely catchier songs.
Nothing. All There's nothing on Midnights that matches any of those three, I don't think.
Yeah.
Now, at least
maybe.
Nothing touches Late Night Talkin' or As It Was, man. Those are so
Yeah, those
good.
Are very good songs.
I'm going to go Harry's House here. To close out the round of 16, we have Happier Than Ever versus Heroes and Villains.
Two albums that couldn't be further apart from each other.
Oh, man.
But
I'm going to go Happier Than Ever here.
Ooh.
Shout out the homies.
Yeah, I'll throw it to a toss-up.
Okay.
I'll take Heroes and Villains. And I got to unlock my phone and flip the coin.
Happier Than Ever is
Tails again.
Just
I'm on
intense,
a run here.
Man.
I'm on a run here. Happier Than Ever is intense. But I'll,
We're down I eight.
Thought that had to be a toss-up, to be
We're
honest.
We're down eight.
Yep.
Savage Mode 2 versus Dawn FM. This is an easy one for me.
I know. For you.
Dawn FM is just dope, man. He is really moving with that 80s synth at this point.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I'll do it. I'll go Dawn FM. Bigger concept.
Uh-huh.
Bigger presentation.
The Slow Rush by Tame Impala versus Call Me If You Get Lost.
Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah.
Very good album.
Slow Rush is a musical feat.
Mm-hmm.
But Call Me If You Get Lost is kind of an easier listen. There's just more to it. I mean, actually, maybe not, because the Slow Rush is kind of insane.
I think it's pretty hard to say that somebody doesn't have more going on in a song.
I meant thematically.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, for the average listener, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. I mean, the Slow Rush is kind of wild, what he's doing there. But I do enjoy Call Me If You Get Lost more.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, After Hours versus Sour. I'm going
After Hours.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's
the
so
Weeknd
good,
The keeps it pushing.
I mean.
Both Weeknd albums are deep into this
They're
right
both
now.
In the semis.
Yeah, wow.
Next up is Harry's House.
Yep.
Versus Heroes and Villains.
Heroes and Villains.
I'm going to do Harry's House. I really like even the slow songs, like Little Freak and Grape Juice. And Boyfriends, I even like those. And Heroes and Villains is really good, too. But
Heroes
just,
and Villains wins.
There's more on Harry's House that I like.
Well,
and I'm
more,
fine with
there's
that.
There's more on Heroes and Villains
is
that
really
I
good.
Like.
So we got Weeknd.
Contributions.
His hand is kind of in everything here.
Yeah.
All right. Down to four. The Weeknd, The Weeknd, Tyler, Metro Boomin.
Wow.
Dawn FM versus Call Me If You Get Lost. I'm going Dawn FM.
I'll take Call Me If You Get Lost.
I think Dawn FM's easier to enjoy. I think it's catchier, and I know Tyler's make catchy stuff, but I just think that his – it's not just the melodies that are catchy, but the instrumentals are wildly catchy. The synths, the drums, the interludes are crazy. The whole theme is just ghostly, and it's dope.
I'm going Call Me If You Get Lost. I think it's a good mix. Like I was saying earlier, it's a good mix, I think, of songs that hit you in the face – and a little more like laid back chill songs. Like he's got a reggae song. I Thought You Wanted to Dance is legit just reggae influenced Tyler
yeah,
the
dude,
Creator, which
dope,
is
man.
Wild.
That's probably my favorite song on there.
And it is Heads. Dawn FM.
Dawn FM. I'm gonna take After Hours over Heroes and Villains here. This is one of my favorite albums of all time, probably.
Wow.
Everything is so good. I mean, Save Your Tears, In Your Eyes.
Yeah.
After Hours is a song, Heartless.
Blinding Lights.
Blinding Lights. I mean, he's kind of
impenetrable
the,
at
like,
the moment.
Even, like the immovable object. Like
yeah.
He's going to, like I'm pretty sure if we did this, that this, like with like 10 people in the room, his albums would, one of his records would get to the end.
Yeah.
Because it's just so good and so easy to enjoy. So I'm going to go After Hours.
I'm gonna go with probably the best trap can get. Well, no, the
right
best
now.
Trap can get is Rodeo.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago.
But Heroes and Villains is
the best of contemporary.
The best
trap.
Of recent trap releases is easily Heroes and Villains. So
my laptop died. We've been here so long. But man. So our final toss it up.
Yeah, toss it up. It goes to Tails. Wow, I'm on a run here.
Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin. So this is the final Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin Heroes and Villains versus Dawn FM by The Weeknd, which we had just stated was. So let's quickly go through their runs here. So Dawn FM.
Yeah.
Sweeps. So Dawn FM starts with a win over Mr. Morale in the first round.
Yeah.
A sweep over God did.
Mm-hmm.
A sweep over Justice.
Yep.
A sweep over Savage Mode 2,
mm-hmm.
and a coin flip win over Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah.
Heroes and Villains. Let's just get this in here. Heroes and Villains. Sweep over Melodic Blue. Sweep over Multitude. Coin flip over Happier Than Ever. Coin flip over Harry's House. Coin flip over After Hours. Ooh, it gets a little lucky here.
Yeah.
But we like it. That's the beauty of the bracket, man.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a great album,
mm-hmm.
so you can't complain, can you? Favorite? Give me your three favorite songs off of each record.
Okay. I'm going to say...
Start with Heroes and Villains. That's
Heroes and Villains?
That's kind of your pick for this in Donna.
Okay. I'm going to say Umbrella, Superhero, and Creepin' are probably, I think, are my three favorites off Heroes and Villains. And then for Dawn FM...
Or should I say mine on Heroes and Villains?
Sure.
Creepin' 1, Around Me, Don Toliver 2, and Feel the Fire 3.
Oh, yeah. Feel the Fire.
This is weird. I'm looking at the track list here, and this is a great record.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's The Weeknd, man. Dawn FM is so good, too.
I really like Take My Breath. I love the extended version that's on the album. I think it's better. I think the extended version is better than, like, the radio single version.
Yeah, dude. Autoerotic Asphyxiation, baby. You gotta love it.
How Do I Make You Love Me?
Sacrifice is insane.
That's an insane three-track run right there, because those songs are all back-to-back.
And then he comes back with Out of Time.
Yeah.
No, first he has a Quincy Jones,
mm-hmm.
maybe the GOAT producer,
mm-hmm.
comes on and talks about his mom, and then he hits him with Out of Time.
Yeah.
The Tyler track is dope.
Mm-hmm.
Best Friends is catchy.
Yeah.
Is There Someone Else dope? Starry Eyes catchy. Every Angel is Terrifying is kind of grand.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't Break My Heart. I actually can't
remember
that one.
Don't Break My Heart.
I
feel like it goes like that.
This Lil Wayne versus Lil Wayne's so bad.
No,
I cannot believe it made the record.
I heard You're Married with Lil Wayne is a bad
feature. I love the concept. I'm not sure why he's there.
Yeah. Less Than Zero is
good. Less Than Zero is my favorite on the record. I love that record.
So
we'll toss it up because the final always needs to be tossed up low-key.
Honestly, yeah. Because both these records have their merits. I'm going to back... the one I've been backing pretty much this whole time. Oh, my goodness. It went to Tails. Congratulations, Metro.
Yeah, man.
One of the greatest hip-hop producers of all time. And according to Music's on the Menu and Google's coin flipping thing...
Is the winner of our...
Albums of the 2020s bracket.
First quarter decade bracket.
Yeah.
And we'll be back for the next quarter.
We're still on the air.
Yeah,
they haven't kicked us off yet.
We got a couple minutes to.
Well, I think we should cut it here, so some things can probably be added in the post. I do want to leave some space. I don't want to cram in a full hour here. So
thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the bracket. Hopefully this format translated well enough to audio. We kind of just rambled about music that we like, and that's really all the show is anyway. So. Thank you guys for listening. Stay on the station because hopefully you'll be getting a live
Dunkin's
show.
Donuts.
A live dose of Dunkin's Donuts as opposed to whatever this pre-recorded mess was. So thank you all for listening.
This has been Music's on the Menu.
Been Music's on the Menu.
Peace.
Yeah. Hey, we're J+J+J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The Sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like it.